Today is our 3-year anniversary. Here on the air, the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. That's right, we're making it all about us today, Keith. Making it all about us.
It's a 3-day
anniversary
of the new set.
It kind of is. But it's our 3-year anniversary. 3 days in the new studio, 3 years on air. All kinds of wonderful text messages and tweets have begun to flood into the station today on this incredibly tragic Friday. And there's a good one right there. Getting a lot of messages here. Thank you to White Pants, Bree, the Polinos. A lot of funny remember whens. One of the big ones right off the bat was some people are reminding us about the very first day Flapjack and the Pickle fiasco.
Yeah, it was a fake show that we had put together with Steve Huber and John Lauer, a fake show, and we called it Flapjack and the Pickle. And they recorded, like you said, you know, 3 or 4 hours of that thing. We only let it go for a half hour because
we started getting messages and people started getting mega pissed.
Somebody says, bring back Flapjack and the Pickle.
Yeah, a lot of people say that more often than you'd think. Bring back Flapjack and the Pickle. They still work here. Flapjack and Pickle do still work here. If you missed it, maybe John Lauer, Steve Huber, if that audio is out there, maybe put it up. Maybe put it up in its entirety if it still exists somewhere on some server. Because you said people only got to hear 30 minutes of it, and there were hours of it recorded. It was live from Cleveland. It was live from Cleveland, Ohio. Also an AFC North town syndicated in. We went to one of those like hot AC pop station prep services and just yanked some of their prep. Like, hey, what's the craziest thing you've ever said to someone on a first date? And started puking that stuff out there. I swear to God, this better be a joke, says Ben Holston. I do like that flashback feature, what's called the time hop. People could time hop on Twitter now. There's a website you can go to and just enter in like a specific date, July 8th, 2014 or whenever the F we started. And you can pull up what happened that day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and you could go and you could search a tweet from forever ago.
Well, I know what I'm doing all afternoon.
The wrong 98 rock. That happened.
Classic.
That was fun. Yeah. When someone called this station thinking it was 98 rock in Tampa, and I proceeded to lose my mind. Still feel kind of bad about some of the comments that I made there in regards to a specific child's illness. Don't need any more people to tweet us about the Trouble in Paradise video. Still can't watch that video to this day. That was the classic fight between Scott and I over a Raven song that I have never watched that footage in its entirety again because I give
Rome
myself
Apart shout out.
They're no longer a band.
Sounds like a fork in a. I said it sounded like a fork in a garbage disposal, and you got all.
I got so hot.
I got so mad at you.
Can't
do that,
dude. They're good people.
Great people.
And I'm like, yeah, they're great people. I could say what I want.
Yeah. No, in that moment, I think because it might have been coupled with like we did like a Kanye story, and I'd yet to like embrace the man as an artist, not as a person. Big fan of as an artist now. Still think he's a garbage human. But then I was telling you to go work at 92Q or something like that. 92Q's right down the road, dude. You go work at 92Q if you want to. Yeah, that footage is up there if you ever want to watch it. I can't watch it. Let's go to the phones here. Line 1, Pat and Dundalk. Pat, good morning. Take us down memory road.
Oh, man, you guys rock, number one. I love your show. After you guys are off, I turn the radio off. Oh,
easy. Hey, listen to the whole day, please. Come on.
Hey, it's okay.
I cannot stand. The day you guys were on the radio that you're going to take over the morning, it was like heaven next to my son being born because I cannot stand Mickey and Amelia's voice.
Wow. Jeez.
Okay. I would rather stick a fork in my eye than listen to Mickey or Amelia.
Well,
how you really feel.
I appreciate that Baltimore backhand compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Now, let's be honest here because you've been listening since day one, Pat in Dundalk. A point that I like to make to some folks that have been listening as long as you have was that when Mickey and Amelia took over in mornings, they had been together for a little bit in afternoon. So you guys had gelled, and they really came into their own when our own aforementioned Scott Reardon came in from New York, took over as a producer, really brought that show up to its capabilities. And let's be honest, Mickey and Amelia was a fantastic show. But they were together for a while. And
couple
then
years,
got
probably
moved down to mornings. So it was a gelled.
They had a rapport.
We didn't.
Yeah.
It was a matter of being told on a Friday, hey, Monday, you guys are the morning show. Have fun. And we had like a week's notice. I think we took a week off for like a holiday or something like that.
July 4th.
Yeah.
Today's July 8th.
Exactly. Took the July 4th holiday off, came back in, tried to make something happen. I would love to hear some breaks from that first month, maybe privately. Michael Anderson, you want to pull some old audio maybe next week, give it a listen, find like our worst break?
It was as bad as we thought it was.
It wasn't.
Because I've listened back not that long ago to some of those first months. And I mean, I think we thought it was way worse than it was.
Yeah, I mean, even like I know Jimmy Fallon has said publicly that he didn't go back and watch his first, I guess not the Tonight Show, but when he took over the Late Show, whichever the big one was, like when he was nothing and he became, was the Late Show, right, or whatever.
And like De Niro was his first guest.
And he's like, he was sweaty and he was stumbling all over himself. He's like, I don't watch this. Hey, look, what are you going to do? It's just, you know.
I've always been terrific.
Yeah. Josh was great from Jump Street because Josh just kept on doing what he was doing. And that was just racking up Murrows like they were cards in a game of war.
Not everybody is as talented.
Not everybody's pulling in big stacks of cheddar. I remember having an idea. Do you remember me trying to force this idea quietly in the background during the first week? And I bailed on it quick. And if you don't remember, I won't be surprised. Where I recorded these little things that it was me. It was supposed to be me in my own head.
Yes,
mumbling.
I do remember that.
To shut up, like, or Scott or Mike or you.
Yeah, it would be as if on TV, if you see a character and they're not saying anything, but then you hear their voice. It's the voice in their mind.
Like, oh, no.
I remember that.
I'm ruining this date.
Yeah.
Stop talking. Just compliment her dress. Tell her hair is beautiful. Yeah. Tell her you don't mind the fact that she has a hair lip and ordered 3 appetizers.
I tried to do that with this bit where Keith would start to talk. I'd pot him down. I'd turn up this thing like,
oh, God, Keith, stop talking about softball. No one wants to hear about a local badminton tournament.
And I just looked across at the people that I was doing it to and just was having people stare daggers back at me. No one's laughing. Bailed on that bit real quick. I still have that audio floating around. Line 2, Mark in Germantown.
That's right. You actually recorded
it. I recorded it.
Yes, I forgot.
I played it. I actually
like
would
once
like,
or twice. It's just because
I did it twice and it made it did not.
Yeah,
it didn't
make sense. It needed like framing. Like people, it's almost sounded like just audio. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, and on top of that, let's just and Mark, I'll get to you in a second. It was just rude. I mean, a big thing in broadcasting. If you want to, pull the curtain back a little bit, say we're getting in an argument. For whatever reason, or in a heated discussion, a big no-no, a faux pas. You don't turn the other person's mic off. You don't turn it down. You don't shut it off.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that to
Mickey
an intern.
Mickey used to do that to me.
It's just rude.
Mickey used to do that to me all the time.
I would never in a million years, you and I could be scrapping about anything. Gun rights, pro wrestling, Transformers, movie rights,
Mickey
whatever.
Picked on me a lot.
Do you feel more?
You need a couch, Spiegel? It seems like you're getting
it's okay.
Sure,
might
down?
Have hit a nerve. Might
you
have hit a
no, no, off your no. chest.
What's
what?
That, Mike?
What? Mike, we can't hear.
Sorry, I have to get used to my range here.
Please.
No, I was just saying, Spiegel was bullied. He was a victim of bullying.
That's exactly right.
For a very long time.
Oh, please.
I was a bully.
I got bullied worse than you by that guy.
I never did.
100%.
I never did.
He used to
beat
that
ass.
What are we doing here?
We're just remembering the times that Mickey just verbally whooped y'all's asses.
This is our anniversary. We're celebrating ourselves.
He's
not him.
His wishes are
not
mine.
Not him.
And I'm taking it back. Oh, God. Oh, God. I caught myself at night. Let's go to Mark, line 2. Mark, thank you for holding Germantown. Hey there, wise ass.
Happy anniversary there, tough guy.
Oh, yeah. Hey there, sweet cheeks. Hey there, butter biscuit.
What's up?
Hey, I loved it. I loved it when Lowell told Mickey you wanted to kick him right in the face.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That was the best.
That was
the best.
That was on this show, right? It had become the new morning show, and for whatever reason, they were both in.
Yes.
Yeah. Mickey made an appearance, and Lowell was sitting in one day.
What a treat.
Josh, you were
awesome.
Out. Lowell was in on news. Mickey was a comedian in a club, and they rekindled that fire real quick. I think that day was more awkward than when Scott and I were going at.
Hey, can I tell you a quick joke?
Yes, please.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, please, make it clean.
Yeah, it's very clean. It's very clean. You could actually tell it to a kid.
Got it.
This lady's getting on it.
Oh, no.
Still my favorite part
that
of the new
so
show.
So unfortunate.